This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Tomorrow's debate night. We're going to talk a little bit about LGBTQ Air Force stuff here right off the bat. We're going to yell about a red state once again letting us down and do a whole lot more. But let's discuss something. We've talked many times about the system. We've talked many times tonight about the social shame system and culture, but honestly, what I'm about to lay out really, it makes it clear how you end up in a specific place in a society. As libertarian as I tend to be, and I'm not a libertarian, I'm an anti-communist, I do have a lot of libertarian leanings. Government should be tiny, eliminate this and that and this and that and all these. I agree. Government should be small. However, human beings respond to carrots and sticks. Human beings respond to coercion. They simply do. They do. The other day I was working on something. I didn't feel like messing with the fridge. I didn't feel like messing with lunch. And I knew we had some amazing little Totino's party pizzas that I'd picked up behind my wife's back and stashed them in the freezer. And I wanted one of those Totino's party pizzas. You know, they're like $1.25 still. That's how you know they're good. And I didn't want to go to the trouble of making it just because I didn't want to stop doing what I was doing. So I texted my son. I said, hey, you want to make an easy $5? Because he's an American, he said, yes, I do. I said, I need a pizza. Go make me one. Coercion. Good and bad. And I could have gone the other way too, and it would have been just as effective. Hey, would you like to hang out with your friends tonight like you'd planned to? Good, then make me a pizza or you're not allowed. No, I didn't do that to him. I wouldn't do that to him, but it works. Human beings, you, me, all of us, we respond to what's around us, what society, what everything around us tells us we should be doing and we should not be doing. If you grew up in Mongolia back in Genghis Khan's time, you were riding a horse at 3 years old. You were on a horse. Go ahead and grow up in Mongolian society and say, I don't really care for horses. Not for me. Wouldn't work out well. The percentage of Americans identifying as somewhere on the rainbow ladder has been skyrocketing. I remember we brought that chart to you one time. I forget who had done it, showing the difference in the generations. How essentially the older generation now, it's 1-2%. And it just, as you got younger, the numbers were higher and higher and higher. And you got to finally the youngest people they had studied. And it was something insane, like 25% of them. Why? Did something change? Is it in the water? Well, kind of. No. But is something changing? Well, yes. The incentives of our society are changing. All the culture is going that way. It's why I call it the US of gay, because it's what we are now. And it comes at you from every single side. It comes at you politically. Here's a headline. Biden administration pushed to remove age limits for trans surgery. That's from the New York Times. There were limits, honestly, any of this surgery is insane, but there were limits on how young kids could be. The White House, the president of the United States of America sought to remove those limits. And it comes at many other different angles. Here's a headline. Lego, this is from Post Millennial, you know, the children's company, Lego, wishes happy pride to children with minifigures decked out as drag queens and furries. don't think for one second that's not effective too. Oh, here, come here, Aiden. It's your third birthday. We got you a little Lego set. Look at this little drag queen, Aiden. Play with your drag queen. Very, very effective. Harvard's in on it. Your textbooks are in on it. Have you ever heard of the textbook company Scholastic? Every single teacher listening is nodding their head. But most of us who don't pay attention to things like that, we don't know. Scholastic is the largest producer of textbooks in the country. Scholastic is as evil a dirty commie company as humanly possible. The biggest textbook company in America, the one making the textbooks that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden will learn from, hate your freaking guts. Listen to this.
And so this is the book, Trans Studies in K-12 Education. And you can see...
Just in case you didn't hear her, this is Harvard. This is the book, Trans Studies in K-12 Education.
And so this is the book, Trans Studies in K-12 Education. And you can see, you can access it in a number of different places, but if you access it through Harvard Ed Press, there's a 20% discount code.
We had a series of goals, all of these, which kind of came from the conference that Melinda just talked about. And so the first was bridging the field of trans studies, which is primarily based in the humanities, and the field of K-12 education, these are both fields that don't always speak to each other. So we wanted to make sure that was one of the main goals that was evident throughout the book.
We're working to bridge that field. You see, we have our tranny studies. And then what we've had a hard time doing, it's essentially what he just said, is figuring out how to get all that tranny stuff into your kindergartner's textbook. Hey, you've got a first grader, right? Still eating paste and stuff? We want him to learn about how to be a tranny and the greatness. We're learning how to bridge that world. And the result? Headline. Number of LGBTQ elected officials jumps nearly 200% since 2017. Culture. It's what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes, for better or for worse. If your culture is incentivizing something, you will get more of it. If your culture is disincentivizing something, you will get less of it. And there is America's new religion. Jesse, that had to be friggin' awesome. I can totally see flying chem lights out the window during a hurricane. Okay, I realize some haven't heard that story. I was telling a story last night about being in a typhoon in Okinawa. I should clarify what we were doing with the chem lights. You know what chem lights are? You've seen them in the movies. Just this little stick. What, Chris? It's not a glow stick, Chris. We're not at a rave doing drugs, okay? They're chem lights, all right? Chem light. It's just this stick where if you pop it, it creates a chemical reaction and it glows, right? And it glows. They're used for military purposes, Chris, not what you druggies are doing. Anyway, we got bored during the typhoons and we discovered something that we found was quite fun. It's also littering, and I would not recommend doing it, but at the time, it was a lot of fun. And here's what we did. You take a plastic grocery bag, you pop a chem light, drop it in the plastic grocery bag, you tie up the grocery bag and knot it. Okay, so now you've got a grocery bag with the glowing chem light in it. Then you take the handles of the grocery bag and you take a little string and attach it to the grocery bag. And then you hold the bag out the window. You're holding the string. The wind will, of course, grab a hold of the bag. And so you hold it there for a couple seconds till you think the bag's about to tear. Maybe you give it 4 or 5 feet out there. And we're talking well north of 100 mile an hour. These are 150 mile an hour winds. And so the bag is sitting there and the line is tight. And you, of course, have snipped off a little bit of it. And everyone watches and everyone's like, ready, ready. Count of three, let it go. Count of three, let it go. 1, 2, 3. Boom! And you just let it go. And it looks like Star Wars. That thing is cooking out there so fast. It was sweet. Gosh, I've done some dumb stuff. Hey, Jesse, in my career as a cop, I've never ran across the situation you describe. Oh, for anyone who missed last night, I was discussing the situation. I put out the call to the cop friends. what if you pull someone over and they really have to go really, really badly, really have to go? Do you hold them there? Do you not believe them? Do you believe them and let them go? And we had all kinds of cops emailing. Cops were emailing in saying, you learn how to read people. You'd be able to tell if it was fake or wasn't fake, if it was real, so on. Anyway, this guy said, I've never ran across the situation you described, so not sure how I would have handled it. I have, however, had a few arrestees defecate in my police car in retaliation. Gosh. Have you ever talked to someone who works in a prison or a jail? Oftentimes, and maybe all the time, I guess I'm not familiar with that, but I know oftentimes the county sheriff, those sheriff's deputies will have to work the jail in the county. So they're, you know, you're working with prisoners. I'm so blown away that anyone wants to do that job, and I'm really floored that there are any women who want to do that job. The cleanup they have to do, the cleanup of things that are done intentionally by the prisoners, the things that are thrown on and at the guards, it just seems like the most horrible thing in the world. And I don't understand why someone do it. Now, if it was a major, like a major prison, I would get that more than county jail, where all the drunks are and everything else. Oh my gosh, what a nightmare. Speaking of nightmare, let's talk about the voters in red states. Let's talk about getting what we voted for and why, when we look at the state of the country, we have to look in the mirror first. And there's a lot of problems to be found in the mirror. Not for me, but for you. No, I'm kidding. No, there's a lot of problems to be found in the mirror. Let's talk about that next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay. Let's talk about red states and our failure in these states. We live in red states, those of us who do, or we move to red states, those of you who are, and we move for all the right reasons. We live there for all the right reasons. I want your white picket fence, safer neighborhoods, lower taxes. I want a state that's pro-life. That's all the same reasons, right? But the problem is we get complacent when we live in, quote, safer places. You know, California gets a lot of crap, and a lot of that is deserved. But the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in my life have come from California and New York. These are people who spend their entire lives behind enemy lines, surrounded by people who hate them. The laws hate them. Everything is against them. And so what they do is they find every way possible to fight. Whether it be, let's fight to take back this one school board in this one area in California, we can do it. Or let's take over the county commissioner. We don't talk about county commissioners enough. Or anything. The people who live behind enemy lines have a fighter's mentality. And those of us who live in, quote, red places do not. Utah, oh my gosh. Utah, I won't even go over all of it. Just know Trent Staggs lost. Trent Staggs is a stud. I met him. He's a total cool guy. He was running for Mitt Romney's seat. Trent Staggs got 82,000 votes in the primary. The absolute scum-sucking rhino loser, John Curtis from Utah, got 149,000 votes. The good guy got 28%. The rhino got 51%. Utah is red. Blood red. How is it Utah continues to deliver the biggest losers? And it's not just Utah. Wyoming does this. My state does this. Texas. I'm looking in the mirror. My state does this. Both Carolinas do this. It's all over the South. My gosh, Alabama, get your act together. Mississippi, over and over and over again. The red states continue to elect and re-elect the biggest rhinos. And these are states filled with people lamenting the spending and lamenting the squishes here and rhinos there. And I can't believe these weak Republicans. And here's the truth. The people who live in red states are too lazy. Because comfort builds complacency and laziness. It's a fact. Comfort builds complacency and laziness. It's not hard to find reasons to get off the couch and get involved in politics when you live around Philadelphia. You're surrounded by blue filth. You hate it. Let's get out to this suburb. Let's maybe try to take back this or take back that or whatnot. You are motivated all the time. Garbage all around you. When you live where I live in Texas, you don't really have to be political at all. I know, because my normie friends and neighbors, they aren't. Can't hardly drag them to the polls. And why would they bother? After all, it's suburbia. And the schools, they're not perfect. There's some gunk in there, but they're pretty good school. Pretty safe. There aren't any Black Lives Matter protests or LGBTQ parades going through town, after all. Pretty safe. Pretty comfortable. No big deal. Hey, there's an election? No, who cares? This is Texas. We'll be fine. But that's why we're losing. You can't get good people off the daggone couch to vote in a primary. And if you do manage to get a red state Republican to vote in the primary, they will waddle down to the polls and vote for the same frigging loser they voted for time and time and time again. Complaining about Congress all day long, complaining about rhinos all day long, complaining about this, complaining about spending. And then when the opportunity arises to actually change the direction of the state, to change the direction of the GOP, they saunter into the voting booth like zombies. It's a, who am I voting for, Herb? Oh, the guy I've already had? He does such a good job. Remember that time we met him and his dog Muffles? His wife was so sweet. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of idiots. And the GOP primary voter in red states is a moron. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of having to come and yell about this, and I know you're tired of it too. What are we doing? Utah, Texas, gosh, Wyoming, you should be embarrassed. Idaho's going this way. What are we doing? Wake up. Start voting the people out. I don't even have the heart to talk about it anymore. We're doing more emails. Ugh, sick of this crap. Anyway, let's talk about MyPillow. That makes me feel better. Look. As mad as I was, and I got all this Utah news last night, but as mad as I was about it, I slept like a baby. That happens when you have the premium MyPillow, the one with the Giza fabric. You know what that Giza fabric is? That's the temperature regulating stuff. So when you lay down at night, let's say you sleep on your side, you don't wake up with hot ear. This doesn't happen anymore. And you just sleep like a baby. And they have this huge $25 extravaganza sale going on right now. Please tell me you've taken advantage of that. You know, if you get $75 worth of stuff, they get free shipping. So don't do 50. If you're going to do 25, fine, but don't do 50. If you do 50, you might as well do 75 and get the free shipping. Anyway, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare. And frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Okay, let's do this before we do some emails. This is the founder of Whole Woman's Health. And there's probably a lot to unpack here. I'm not going to spend much time doing it. All that Utah talk got my blood pressure up. But listen to this.
I think it's important to remember that abortion at any point in pregnancy is always safer than pregnancy. I think we have really become to think about abortion as a political issue, yet abortion is a healthcare issue. Abortion saves lives. Abortion is absolutely necessary, oftentimes in emergency room settings, to protect the health of the pregnant person and to be sure that they are able to continue their lives.
Sometimes I worry that God is going to wipe America out. I know that's heavy, and I'm going to move off that, but sometimes I do worry about it. Hey, Jesse, I've been listening to your show for a few years now. I do take breaks from time to time, so I find myself agreeing with so much of what you say. I don't want to become a Jesse Kelly sycophant. Anyway, I'm getting fed up with all the commie stuff shoved down my throat and, more importantly, my children's throats. The constant barrage of anti-American and anti-Christian, anti-freedom stuff. I just want to leave the country and go somewhere like Argentina or El Salvador. When will we regain the upper hand here? It's not going to be Trump. When will our side start really fighting back and take the fight to the commies? Democrat mayors and prosecutors, so on and so forth. However, I feel... Anyway, when will we start to take it back? Well, listen... I've been talking a lot about the next generation coming. I am not going to sit here and lie to you. I do believe that we will eventually win. I do. Not tomorrow. I won't be alive for it. So this is a long shot prediction, but I believe we will eventually win. But I don't know that. The good guys don't always win. Don't always win. That's nursery rhyme conservatism. That's not reality. That's not how the world works. Sometimes the bad guys win. Lots of times the bad guys win. So I can't sit here and promise you anything. But I do know this. That whole night is darkest just before the dawn talk. Yeah, it's kind of lame and hokey, but it also is true much of the time. If you want and I want people with courage, with steel spines, ready to fight back against an evil media, an evil education system, and all these things, well, we have to have... the conditions on the ground that will create those people. And you know how I was just lamenting red states, like I was complaining about the Utah elections, but I was talking about all red states, Texas, and how safe it is in my neighborhood, how comfortable it is in my neighborhood. The truth is, the reason the normies and norms in my neighborhood, the reason I can't get them out to a school board race is they're comfortable. Life is comfortable. They drive either new or used cars or new cars. Half these people have a pool. They got a home that's 3-4 bedrooms. The kids have their own room. There's no crime at all in my neighborhood. You just get shot if you committed a crime in the neighborhood anyway. Nobody's getting broken into. It just doesn't happen. Their immediate world is safe and comfortable. And safe and comfortable are not the conditions where these lions that we're looking for grow. They're not. If you want men like that come from hardship. We might need to do what we're doing now. We might need to turn into Sodom and Gomorrah before we can have real leaders with a stomach rise. The truth is, it's not bad enough yet. Believe it or not, and this is what's crazy because it was bad enough for you, even during COVID, all that tyranny, all that insanity, all the abuse of the people, killing people, all these things, even that was not enough to rouse the American spirit and get people off the couch and involved and throwing the tyrants out of office. Even that wasn't enough. Why? Well, the government got it. The government understood it. They get who we are. Hey, make sure the internet still works. Make sure the power still works. Make sure Netflix is still on. The liquor stores are open. Make sure DoorDash is still delivering. And these people aren't ever going to get upset enough to do anything. It's that old Roman proverb, give them bread and circuses and they will never rebel. It's not just a saying. The truth is, once you have your bread, you got a little circus, you got some entertainment, you're not motivated to move. I'm not going to tell you that we're going to be fine. And I'm not going to tell you that we're about to turn things around, because maybe we're not. Maybe it'll keep going down and down and down. But these terrible conditions we have, I'm telling you, I already see it in young men. It's creating a generation that is going to be so much tougher and better and smarter than all these pillow soft loser dorks who lead the GOP now. There's not going to be any seeking of media approval in the future. There's not going to be any of that garbage. That stuff is going to go away. Now, the big danger in that is, does it go away too extreme? It's one thing to have a guy who doesn't care about media approval. That's another thing that has a guy who believes in throwing journalists out of helicopters. And you might get the second thing and not the first thing. That's the thing. When that pendulum starts to swing back, when you finally get a culture, a real rebellion against all this evil filth out there, when you finally get it, it doesn't necessarily come with brakes installed. And when you get it and it starts to go your direction, my direction, we might find ourselves, and I'll be here with you, we might find ourselves cheering, yeah, get them, yeah, this is awesome. Whoa, that might be a little too far. Maybe not that. Oh, hey, hold on. No, wait, what happened? That's what happens. Look, it's how the commies eventually took it's how the commies took over to begin with, I should say, like in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was Russia. It was governed by the czars. It had been governed by the czars for centuries. Same family. Cool story, actually. But the czars ended up not cutting it anymore. The country wasn't advancing. People were suffering. There was all kinds of hardship there. They'd crack down on people and death. And I actually think Tsar Nicholas II was, from what I read, seems like a really decent person, but a terrible czar. And things were bad. And the communists, that's how they got their revolution going. Aren't you tired of this? Isn't it time to fight back? Let's get rid of these scumbags. And eventually you had people rising up. Yeah, I'm with Lenin. I'm with Trotsky. Oh, wait a minute. What? What are they doing now? Wait, Lenin's torturing people? Hold on, how many people has Stalin killed? Wait, whoa, whoa, this is bad. That's how these things work. These pendulum swings, if we finally get one, because the pendulum has never swung right. That's a lie we've told ourselves. It's only gone left, 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 left. So what happens when that dam finally breaks, when that locking mechanism, when that ratchet only pushing our culture to the left, what happens when that breaks and it goes back to the right? Is that something we're going to be able to stop? Probably not. Who knows? Who knows what 10-year-old is out there probably listening to me as we speak who has some plans for these dirty commies? This is how it goes when a society stops sharing common values. We had a hostile agent introduced into our society. He's been very, very successful at eating it up. And now that we're going opposite ways, well, now we're in a cage. We're not in a nation anymore. We're in a cage and we're going to have to fight. Anyway, let's get to some emails. Meet Oracle. Work's been tough. Weeks have been long. Driving past the local Planned Parenthood today and was suddenly overwhelmed. There's a high probability that a baby will die in there today. I turned around, prayed, and made a preborn donation. I'm going to make sure a baby lives today. I'll skip lunch and Gatorade if it means a mom and, more importantly, the baby wins. Let's fight for them. I love that you stand up for these beautiful little babies. Good for you, brother. You know, I live in the Houston area, and we have a Planned Parenthood here. Chris will know what I'm talking about. Michael will, too. It's right off the highway. I got to be honest. It's one of the more beautiful buildings in town. You see it from a ways away. It's this shiny, almost greenish glass, real silvery, shiny glass. And you look as you're driving up and you think, oh, that's a cool building. Look at that. And then you get there and you see all this fenced in, all this fencing, gates, and a gigantic Planned Parenthood on the side of it. And it just, it reminds you how dark this place can be. And it reminds you that we are in a battle. And thank you for fighting back in one of the only ways we can. Preborn saving babies' lives by giving mothers ultrasounds for free. Mothers who are about to abort their baby. Snatching babies from the jaws of death. That's what you and Preborn do. So thank you for everyone who's helped. Thank you. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. $28 buys that ultrasound. All right? Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And there will be no more popping for Jamal Bowman. He's no longer going to be a member of Congress. He just couldn't change his barbarian ways. It happens. He's not the first. He's not the last. And Chris, I know you probably have already written this down, but just so everyone knows, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, their days are both numbered too. It may not be this election cycle, but the elite communists are not going to allow those two to stick around. AOC will be allowed to stay. Ayanna Pressley will probably be allowed to stay. She's fairly quiet. Cori Bush probably won't be allowed to stay. They're already going after Cori Bush. Again, you street animals, I'm trying to be nice to you. You're allowed to go into elite society. You are, with the fancy suits, and you have a staff and a communications team, and fancy people want to meet with you. You're allowed to remain in that world as well. But you will be sent back to the streets if you can't control yourself. So please, wash your hands after you use the restroom. Lower your voice now and then. This kind of stuff is simply not going to work.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
Anyway. Let's get to some emails. Dear genius radio host, I like this lady. I was very entertained by your poop pants story. I laughed. I'm one of those people of whom alcohol is not for. I'm allergic. It smells up. I'm assuming she means swells up my throat and affects my breathing. I use marijuana instead. It's legal in my state. I'm curious your views on the legalization of marijuana. Of course, the same lies apply to alcohol should apply to marijuana and whatnot. What are your thoughts? You know, marijuana legalization is one of those things I go back and forth on a lot. And here's why. Obviously, it's not a good thing to use marijuana because it's not good for your mind or your lungs or whatever it is. Whenever you look, it's the same as booze. Whenever you're ingesting something that makes your body or your mind change, it's pretty universal that that's not good. It's like they say, they never used to know cigarettes were bad for you. Let's tap the brakes on that. Let me clue everyone in on something. Whether it's a mask or a cigarette or a vape thing or whatever it is. And I'm not somebody who's crystal clean when it comes to these things. But if you're breathing something in your lungs that's not air, that's not good for you. But should the government stop it? Should the government regulate it? I don't know. My answer varies back and forth. And here's why. The Food and Drug Administration is a horrible, evil, corrupt organization. How many times have we gone over these stories where you'll have an official come out and he'll get caught on camera or something like that saying, oh, yeah, we're bribed to approve pharmaceuticals. We're bribed to approve this product. So the institution we trust to tell us what is and isn't harmful is completely corrupt and bought off. So they don't know. So I come down on it as nobody knows. That's a long, mealy-mouth way of saying, I really don't care. I don't care. It's not an issue I'm passionate about at all. This might be the only time I've ever talked about it on the air. And I don't know if there will ever be a time after this. It's just not something that that interests me. I don't stress about people who smoke weed. If that's your thing, knock yourself out. More power to you. Just like I don't stress about people who drink booze or any of the other things out there. Nor am I in a place to judge about any of that stuff anyway. So it's just not... it's just not something that's on my mind.
And now...
here's a headline.
My, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden administration moves to allow deployment of U.S. military contractors in Ukraine. That would be private contractors, mercenaries, for lack of a better way to put it. It really... I'm starting to get concerned about the whole World War III thing. I really am. It's as if... they're trying to get us into one. Home prices rise faster than expected, hitting a new record high. So that explains why parents are moving in with their kids. Kids are staying with their parents. It's just a new country we are living in and going into, and one we're going to have to adjust for. Burchett bill to stop the Taliban from getting U.S. tax dollars passes the House. It is something that we actually have to pass a bill to stop the United States of America from giving your tax money to the Taliban. Golly. Religious charter school is unconstitutional in Oklahoma High Court rules. A reminder to everyone that every single school is religious. There are no such things as secular schools. Your school, the people who educate your child, will have a religion. It's going to be yours. Or it's going to be this
one. And so this is the book, Trans Studies in K-12 Education. And you can see, you can access it in a number of different places. But if you access it through Harvard Ed Press, there's a 20% discount code.
We had a series of goals, all of these, which kind of came from the conference that Melinda just talked about. And so the first was bridging the field of trans studies, which is primarily based in the humanities, and the field of K-12 education, which these are both fields that don't always speak to each other. So we wanted to make sure that was one of the main goals that was evident throughout the book.
There's religion in your child's school, I promise you. Opinion briefly posted online shows Supreme Court poised to restore emergency abortion access in Idaho. Posted briefly online. The Supreme Court leaks more than the Titanic anymore. We can't even trust the Supreme Court at this point in time. Secret Service officer protecting Kamala Harris came to blows with other agents at Joint Base Andrews. Is anybody surprised that Kamala Harris's Secret Service agent would come to blows? Jack Smith admits FBI doctored evidence to produce stunt photos of classified documents during the Mar-a-Lago raid. Golly. But hey, let's build them a new building. Biden's student loan forgiveness plan suffers a huge blow. Well, of course, because it's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Whatever, you can email me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.